Once he had the man's arms secured, he slung him over his shoulders and carried him on shaky legs through the ship to the cockpit. A dragonfly had no brick, and there was no way Zirid was letting Vrath out of his sight. By the time he reached the cockpit, the ship had cleared the spaceport and angled upward for the atmosphere. Zirid studied the instrumentation. His face was swelling, and his eye was damaged from Vrath's fingers, so he had to squint. He took off his shirt and used it to apply pressure to his head wound. He didn't want to bleed all over the controls. A weapons belt with a GH-22 blaster and several knives lay on the pilot's seat. Vrath's weapons, presumably. Zirid belted them on and sat. He'd never flown a Dragonfly-class dropship before, but he could fly any criffing thing that tramped the stars. He'd need to get past the Imperial blockade and get into a hyperspace lane.
"Time to dance between the raindrops," he said, and disengaged the autopilot.
He looked down out of the canopy at the spaceport far below, wondering what had happened with Erin. He'd have paid a lot of credits to have her beside him right then. Erin opened her eyes. Mulgus stood over her, his bloodshot eyes fixed on her face. He held the Twi'lek still unconscious in his arms. He also held both of Erin's lightsabers. His own lightsaber hilt hung from his belt. He had not killed her. She had no idea why. He stared down at her, and she felt his ambivalence. He was struggling with something.
"Take them and go,"
he said, and dropped both of her lightsabers. They hit the floor in a clatter.
"Take the shuttle. I will ensure you have safe passage away from Coruscant."
She did not move. The lightsabers were centimeters from her hand. His eyes narrowed.
"Unless your need to avenge your master requires you to die, you should do as I command, Jedi."
She pushed herself up with one hand, took both of the lightsabers in the other. The metal was cool in her palm.
"Why?"
"Because you spared her,"
he said, his voice soft behind the respirator.
"Were our situations reversed, I would not have done so. Because your presence made me aware of something I should have known long ago."
Erin rose, still cautious, and clipped the lightsabers to her belt.
"We will be leaving Coruscant, you know. The Empire, I mean. All that remains is to sign the treaty. Then we will have peace. Does that please you?"
"Please me?"
She still did not understand. She inventoried her injuries. Lots of bruises and lacerations, nothing broken. She inventoried her soul. Nothing broken there either. She looked into Mulgus's face. She did not know what to say.
"Perhaps we will meet again, under other circumstances."
"If we meet again, Erin Lanier, I will kill you as I did your master. Do not mistake my actions for mercy. I am repaying a debt. When you leave here, it is paid."
Erin licked her lips, stared him in the face, and nodded.
"Do you know your own order betrayed you, Jedi? They informed us that you might be coming here."
Erin was not surprised, but the betrayal still hurt.
"I no longer belong to an order,"
she said, her throat tight. He laughed, the sound like a hacking cough.
"Then we have more in common than anger. Now go."
She did not understand, and resigned herself to never understanding. She turned, still disbelieving, and headed for the shuttle. T7 emerged from hiding near the ship and beeped a question. She had no answer. Together, they boarded the shuttle. When she reached the cockpit and sat, she realized that she was shaking.
"Still heart, still mind,"
she said, and felt calmer. Exhaling, she engaged the thrusters. She had no idea where she would go.